The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
The Fat Club is about health and wellness and about self-love. So today I want to talk about the video that has surfaced of Diddy beating his then girlfriend Cassie in a hallway at a hotel room in 2016.
So disturbing, to say the least.
Automatic, yeah. And also, for anybody who is a survivor of domestic violence, which I am, I've been in relationships prior to being married to DJ Automatic where I was hurt emotionally and physically. You know that if he was capable of that type of violence in a hallway, what happened behind closed doors was probably hell. Mm. And for years and years. Also, just remember, Cassie filed a lawsuit against Diddy 10 years, almost to the day that her NDA was up. Why? Because that was her final step to heal from all of the years of abuse. She wanted justice. Now, of course, they settled out of court, but the amount of people that dragged Cassie, the amount of people that didn't believe her until video proof, is why women don't come forward, because people would rather villainize some made up person, some stalker on the street, or some, you know, boogeyman, when it's really a lot of people that we idolize, whether it's music or a person in our lives. Like, they would never do that. Or a family member. We don't want to admit that our own family members commit these type of acts. And that's why the violence continues.
Well, Diddy's coming down.
When you talk about Diddy, you're talking about a man who, in this industry, we've all known these things. It is well known. But because he makes good music, because he had a successful record label in the 90s, oh, we're going to forgive him. And this happens over and over. I talked about family and friends, and, you know, we want to make it believe that there's some crazy person out there when it's really people you know. And I, like I said, we put on these pedestals ourselves. It's sad that women are so undervalued that we need video proof to believe that these things occur.
I don't think the industry needed video proof, because everyone who's worked in the music industry for a long period of time knows that Diddy is known for going off on people. We all know that he slapped Drake. We know that he's, you know, tried to hurt other people. I mean, Warren G told us personally he had Tupac killed. This man is not a nice person. He is not, he is the epitome of someone who is entitled, antisocial, narcissistic.
But people in this industry continue to protect him. There are very few that speak out against him. Drake was one that kind of like, I don't want you on my record or whatever. Maybe, I don't know. 50 Cent is another one. There's very few people. LeBron James was taken up for him. Now he unfollowed him. Why does it have to be that a woman has to be almost literally, I'm not kidding, almost killed? Look at what he did to her.
He kicked her right in the face.
Why do women not get the respect? It happened with SPM, with a child. I'm sorry, but all the Latino people out there that continue to support this man, I don't understand you. R. Kelly, how many children did he have to harm, but he was excused for it because, oh, well, he makes good music. Why are women so undervalued that we don't believe when they're crying for help, and we excuse these men who harm us? I'm talking about these famous men. I'm talking about the people in our own lives that we continue to, well, it's okay, or we don't believe. These children come forward. My mother's boyfriend hurt me. Oh, don't believe that. That's not true. Why would a child or a woman make something up? For what reason? To be shamed more than we already have been behind closed doors?
I think it was just, it was so acceptable until the last, I would say, 10 years to just...
Till the Me Too movement.
Yeah, just to excuse anything a woman said because, oh, she's just trying to get back at him, or she's trying to get his money.
And people trying to turn it around. Oh, the Me Too movement is only trying to feminize men. No, it's not. It's women wanting respect. And real men want women to be respected. If you are in a relationship and you're suffering at the hands of your partner, call 1-800-799-7233 or text BEGIN to 88788. I understand how you feel. I was that person. I look back and I don't even recognize the woman that I was. I promise, once you leave, you will heal and you can move forward helping yourself and helping others as well. You're welcome to call in with any stories you'd like to share. If you'd just like to speak on the topic, 877-730-DCS1.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have audio of Diddy apologizing after video of him beating girlfriend Cassie from 2016 has surfaced. We'll play that, have this discussion and more. Best Gossip, Daily Dirt, DJ Automatic, famous people's birthdays.
We got Cher celebrating today, Omar Apollo, and the great MC known as Busta Rhymes.
Busta Buzz. Let's start off talking about my girl Selena Gomez. Her boyfriend Benny Blanco was on a Howard Stern show, and Howard started asking him questions about how he feels about Selena Gomez. This was such a beautiful moment. Take a listen.
When I look at her, I do say, I'm always just like, I don't know a world where it could be better than this.
Oh, that boy is in love. He's in love. He's going to ask her to marry him. They're going to have babies. You know, she just had a birthday, and he rented out an entire movie theater, had all her favorite foods there, Taco Bell, pickles, hot Cheetos.
I mean, she just is really a down-to-earth Mexican girl.
Mexican-American girl from Texas. Exactly. That's all it reminded me of.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to get serious. We're going to talk about Diddy apologizing after video of him beating his then-girlfriend Cassie has surfaced. CNN obtained a video. My thing is that I want you to remember something. After they settled out of court, remember 10 years after her NDA was up, she filed a lawsuit. She wanted that justice. She wanted it to be believed. After that, he posted a video basically mocking her. And now he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Nah, you sorry that you got caught. Take a listen.
My behavior on that video is inexcusable. I take full responsibility for my actions in that video. Disgusted. I was disgusted then when I did it. I'm disgusted now.
I'm a survivor of domestic violence. The people who commit these heinous crimes, and they are criminals, always want you to feel badly for them. They're sorry. They apologize. They feel so bad. And then they do it again and again and again. He's sorry, all right.
The sad thing about this is that I don't think Diddy will ever see a day in jail because he's got enough money to stay out of the country and enough influence to make sure he just never sees a day in jail. Which is the sad thing about America is because if you have enough money, you just don't go to jail.
It's not only that. It's the countless men who do this to women daily. And women aren't believed. He's the poster boy for domestic violence. It happens over and over. And until there's video proof, women aren't believed. If you're in a relationship right now and you're being harmed at the hands of your partner, call 1-800-799-7233 or text BEGIN to 88788. I've been there. I understand you. I promise. When you leave, you'll look back and you'll wonder, how did I stay? Why did I stay so long? Just get away from this person. Get the help you need.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was just telling DJ Automatic off mic that Cassie's attorneys are responding to Diddy's apology about the video that has surfaced of him beating her in 2016.
I have not seen any of it or heard any of it, so this is all news to me.
Well, they kind of said what we did in a roundabout way. Okay, so here's the response. When Cassie and multiple other women came forward, he denied everything and suggested that his victims were looking for a payday. Mm. Now he's compelled to apologize when he repeatedly denied and even mocked the women who accused him of being an abuser.
Diddy was a bad guy who got to the top of the industry being a bad guy.
Can we just say something? The people that are saying, oh, well, you know, he feels badly, or, well, you know, maybe he made a mistake. He's been making mistakes since the beginning of his career. He has manipulated,
murdered,
harmed, and
stole from people.
His own artists. Think about the fact that Mace and others who were on a Bad Boy label have nothing. Black Rob died broke with nothing because Diddy stole everything.
And Diddy's almost a billionaire. That's the thing, I keep seeing people trying to make excuses for
defend
him.
Defend him.
There's sometimes bad people get into big positions. It's just the good guy doesn't always win. Unfortunately, it's not the movies. But I do feel like Diddy is going to have his day of reckoning.
Yep.
That he's going to have to pay for his horrible deeds.
Well, not for this one in particular. The DA in LA has already said it's past the statute of limitation.
Yeah, but he's done so many bad things that his day is coming. It's already here.
The man that's in jail right now for allegedly pulling the trigger in the case of Tupac says that he was paid by Diddy. And we've known this for a while. A lot of people in the industry have known this, that it was Diddy behind it, allegedly behind the murder of Tupac. It is all coming to light now. It's so frustrating that he's like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And that some people are actually believing this narcissist. These type of people commit the same crimes, because this is a crime, what he did in that video is a crime, over and over. They're violent, they're volatile, over and over. And every time, I'm sorry, because they think they're above the law. And they think that what the people they're harming don't matter, that they're beneath them.
He's a sociopath, yeah.
I just am glad that Cassie, not only did she get her money, she got justice, and that's all she was ever after.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
All right, it's time for What's Your Sign with our girl, Sirmati. What's good, Mati?
What's up, Mati?
What's good?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now I know you're going to give somebody who is listening a reading that you can feel they need a message. I want to remind all of our listeners, you can have a reading now, a psychic reading with Sirmati, by calling in 877-730-DCS1. But every once in a while, you say you have a feeling that one of our listeners is needing a message. What is that energy you're reading today?
The person that I'm picking up right now needs to hear that they need to not come from a place of lack. Come from a place of expansion. You know, focus on the present moment at this very time. And just know that this is exactly where you need to be. Even the struggles are part of the plan. And be aware of that, because the struggles is exactly where you're going to get to know a different level of yourself. This is where you level up in life. And this is what's going to take you to that next stage. I feel like right now you're living in lack mentality, meaning that you're kind of sad in the fact that you're not where you need to be or where you see yourself being. Mm. But just know that this moment is meant to build you up. That's the message for you.
Isn't it interesting once you get past all of that, why am I here? Why is this happening? And you realize, oh my gosh, that's why that was happening, because I needed that to get to the journey or get on the path that I needed. So I know sometimes you feel down, but just understand that this is part of your learning experience, as Mati said. Okay, now look, I'm not going to lie. It has been a crazy last couple of weeks, Mati. What about our spiritual forecast for the week?
So we're having a full moon this week. This full moon is a lucky full moon, which is a very positive energy. We've all kind of needed this energy.
Yes, we do.
the message is for the collective. Focus on the good things in life. It is very chaotic energy, because it's not just the full moon. There's other planets that are also creating a lot of chaos. So enjoy the full moon, which is on the 23rd. But just know that the rest of the week is going to be very important for you to focus on your plan. Put your game plan together. The full moon is highlighting where you want to feel happy in. So focus on your plan and making sure that that plan lasts, so that that happiness can be extended out into the rest of your life. Right now, you're in the right place at the right time. Pay attention to opportunities that are going to come up this week. Don't lack or lag those opportunities, because sometimes opportunities come once. And that's the message for this week.
You know what's interesting? The analogy used, that the full moon is shining light on that plan. Okay, pay attention, people. Yeah. Pay attention, because it's bright. It's out there. Now focus on it and move forward. And if you would like a reading with Mati, please call us 877-730-DCS1. Now, of course, we want you to follow her at Illis Divinity, and you can set up a more one-on-one personal reading. Mati, as usual, thank you for coming at us with the truth. And it always just makes me happy when you're on the radio, because I feel like a lot of people call us and they say, oh my gosh, I feel like Mati was talking to me. She is, collectively, the spiritual forecast. That's what it's about. So we love you, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
I love you guys, too.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Star Wars and America's number one selling cookie are collaborating. I got more on this inside food news. Well, Automatic will have more on this inside food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags on your Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. First hashtag, NASA has brokered a deal to search for ancient alien life on Mars.
Oh.
So their new rover will begin its mission in 4 years. You know what's interesting? They also said that they believe aliens have already visited Earth millennia ago, before humans were walking the planet.
I mean, that would make sense because of all the pyramids and all the
we were here, but they
might have been coming then, because they have all these weird things inside the hieroglyphics that make it seem like there was aliens coming around.
So first of all, there's this whole meme about how in Egypt, people are always wondering if aliens built the pyramids. In Mexico, we know who built those goddamn pyramids.
So, but anyways, in 4 years from now, they're going to try to figure out if there's been life on Mars at some point.
Oh, no, I'm going to end with my joke. Okay, what you got for food news, sir?
Oreos and Star Wars have teamed up for the dark side and light side cookie.
Oh my gosh.
So basically what they're going to do is, like, Darth Vader has a red filling, Luke Skywalker has a blue filling, and that it goes along with the lightsaber colors.
Because I was like, wait a minute, where do the blue and the red come from the
lightsabers? Yeah, the lightsabers, yes, David.
Okay, all right, whatever. What flavor is that, though?
It's chocolate. It's Oreo
flavor. Oh, so it's regular Oreo flavored. You just have to pick your side.
Yeah, you just have to pick your side, and they have the different characters on there. It's going to be a limited edition.
Princess Leia?
Princess Leia's a blue.
Jabba the Hutt?
He's a red. Man. I mean, I feel like I'm talking about Crips and Bloods here now.
I keep a flag hanging on my backside, but only on the left side.
I'll take a post in. Okay, I'm not picking sides. What we got now for National Day?
It's National Be a Millionaire Day, so if you have dreams of being a millionaire, today's the day to make sure that you put those dreams in action.
Ooh. Well, you're working toward it. Automatic, all of us are. Don't bring me down. We're working toward it right now.
It's a work in progress. All right, it's also National Pick a Strawberry Day, so, I don't know, go to the grocery store and pick out some strawberries. Or if you got it like that, go out in the wilderness.
Well, why don't you try growing some in your backyard? They're pretty easy to grow.
Like I said, if you got it like that. It's all also right. National Streaming Day. What was the last thing we streamed? Baby Reindeer.
Okay.
Super weird.
I asked this earlier. Please call me if you've seen Baby Reindeer or if you think you just streamed something that's so great you want us all to watch it. 877-730-DCS1. Baby Reindeer. Definitely one of the best shows I've ever seen. I couldn't stop watching it.
That's one of the best shows you've ever
seen. Oh, so good.
All right.
So good.
And last, we got National Rescue a Dog Day. So salute to all the parents, the dog parents out there that actually rescue their dogs. We only have purebred dogs. I've only had purebred dogs my entire life.
Really, Automatic? I always had the save the dog in the body. Like somebody had like a pet that had 20 puppies and we would go pick one. And that was until I met you. I never had purebred dogs.
I might have had to sleep on a lawn chair one period in my life, but I've always had purebred dogs. I don't know why my dad did that, but we all
shout out to your dad.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.